4 years ago this month, state lawmakers passed the Voter Information Verification Act, known more commonly as Voter ID. The law ultimately struck down in federal court for being unconstitutional and discriminating against minorities. Now, legislators are considering a different approach to requiring identification at the polls. Jeff Tabiri has this report.
North Carolina's 2013 election law did more than just mandate voters pull out a photo ID at the ballot box. It reduced early voting, eliminated same-day registration and out-of-precinct balloting, and did away with pre-registration for teenagers. The controversial changes set off protests, lawsuits, and claims of racist intent. And in the end, it provided an infamous three-word phrase, almost surgical precision.
The Supreme Court will not hear an appeal to reinstate North Carolina's voter ID law. Now, the law was struck down in a lower court.
In the lower court ruling, a judge found that North Carolina's ballot restrictions targeted black voters, quote, with almost surgical precision.
This law was passed with discriminatory intent. It targeted African Americans, as the court noted, with almost surgical precision.
Television reports and then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch were among those reiterating the three notorious words from a lengthy court ruling. Opponents hailed a victory, while supporters of election changes criticized judges for being overly political. The law was invalidated in May, but this issue of ID and other possible voting changes remains alive. Multiple sources have told WUNC that lawmakers are working on another voter ID bill and that voters may decide its fate. David Lewis is a leading Republican in the North Carolina House.
We are 100% committed to the concept of voter ID, and we are still working out the logistics of what we believe to be the most surefired way to get voter ID implemented that will withstand the inevitable challenges that will come from the left.
And what about the avenue for Republicans of going down the path of putting on the ballot the issue of voter ID as a constitutional referendum or amendment? Is that something you all are looking at, considering?
We believe that the public support for voter ID is sufficient, that clarifying it in the North Carolina Constitution as a requirement to be able to vote is something that the people would support. And so I do think that to mute future court challenges, that you could certainly see that.
So would a voter ID requirement passed by the people have firmer footing in court?
I think it would make it somewhat harder to challenge in court, though not impossible.
Dan Tokaji is a law professor at Ohio State University with a focus on election law. He says after the previous court ruling that cited almost surgical precision and discriminatory intent, a constitutional ballot initiative gives legislators some cover.
The primary objective to try to avoid a finding of discriminatory intent by saying, hey, look, we put the thing before the voters and they approved it, which would put on anyone challenging the law the formidable burden of showing that the people of the state of North Carolina acted with discriminatory intent, at least if they want to make a constitutional claim.
Tokaji says other legal challenges would be possible. Last fall, Missouri put voter ID on its ballot as a constitutional referendum. It was approved by a wide 63-37 margin. By most accounts, voter ID is quite popular. Polls conducted in North Carolina and nationally show 70-80% of Americans support it. Opponents say that backing has been aided in part by unfounded allegations of voter fraud. Looking at history as a guide, the 2018 midterm elections would tend to favor Democrats, although a ballot question like this would generate a lot of interest. Chris Cooper is a political science professor at Western Carolina.
I think this is where the real politics can play in, right? Which side can use this issue to motivate their base the most? My sense is that right now this is a pretty salient issue for both the Democrats and the Republicans.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, there are 7 states with strict photo ID measures and another 3 that have strict non-photo identification rules. North Carolina is one of the 19 states currently without any requirement to show documentation at the polls. Republican lawmakers want to change that. With a majority of public support and a perceived better chance in court, they could begin their next push for voter ID later this year. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.